We're backstage with Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Bravo!
Thank you very much.
What an interesting piece with so many different moods.
Absolutely. And also moods that people don't always expect from Bernstein. This is what I find fascinating about this piece. I think it's one of his most serious and most glorious pieces of music. It's so deep. It's so incredibly moving.
It's a story based on the poem by Auden, mm-hmm. who wrote it in 1947. It won the Pulitzer in 1948. Bernstein loved it. And it's about four ordinary people in a bar.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Three guys and a girl in a bar that are just discussing life and all the problems and all their... I mean, it's a very philosophical and very deep conversation, obviously. And then they start drinking and drinking and drinking. And it goes deeper and deeper. And it's about all things in life. I think it's beyond life and faith and spirituality. And I think Bernstein was really touched by it. And then, of course, his music is so incredibly touching, especially going to the end. And then is the party, of course. You would expect from Bernstein in his life always to have a party at some point. And the mask is the big party. That's very late in the morning. Everybody's really tired, but they still want to dance and have fun. And then at the end of all of that, you've got really the miracle, and the faith is what wins at the end. I mean, you understand that this is what the answer to all the question was going to save them all, and is that faith and this beautiful, amazing last phrase that just soars in the orchestra. At that time, every time I have goosebumps. It's just so beautiful.
There's also a historical connection in Tel Aviv to Age of Anxiety, because Bernstein was in Tel Aviv conducting the Israel Philharmonic, and he finished the dirge part of the symphony and performed it there.
Yeah, absolutely, before it was even performed for the world premiere in Boston. Well, it is. It's a terrific place, and I've been lucky to come quite a few places to Israel and to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Haifa. And I have to say that it's a unique experience in your life. There's no other place like Israel. There really isn't. And when you go specifically, when you go to Jerusalem, there is a power there, an intensity, a spirituality, which is beyond all religion. And this is what I like about it. But there's so many problems in the world. It always has to go with religions, and there's always so many wars about that. But when you go there, you feel like they all come to a meeting point where it's all started, whatever you want to believe. But you feel that there's something so incredible in Jerusalem, so powerful. And every time I've been there, it feels good. I mean, I think people who haven't been there should really go there, because it's a feeling that you don't feel anywhere else in the world. And the audience in both places is absolutely incredible. I mean, there's a love, appreciation of music and tradition of music that is at a level that it's very rare to encounter anywhere in the world. And of course, the relation they had and the legacy that Bernstein left there, of course, will make a big difference. And I think being here with this piece, it's powerful.
You mentioned the fact that there are so many problems in the world, but Jerusalem is so important to so many different cultures. Does music play a role in healing some of those problems that exist?
Absolutely. I think music is one of the few things that are left in this world that, first of all, is apolitical. You know, there's no party. Music is just music. It's no religion. Exactly. It's its own. It's like the most universal language that you can really share with everybody. You know, we can go anywhere in the middle of the forest in Africa, you can play. Then you can go, that's what is amazing. And also what is amazing, that people will react and benefit from it, even if they don't know anything about music. And actually, I think those are the most interesting people, those who don't know anything about our music, and see what it does to them. And that's when you realize that music is so powerful. It also helps heal people. I mean, even medically, it's been proven that it helps in a lot of different things. And then I think it does, I think also, as an individual, I think you very often, for me, the most beautiful compliment, the one that touches me the most after a concert, is somebody that will come to you after the concert and say, I'm going through a really hard time in my life right now. I lost, you know, my wife, or my mother is very ill, whatever it is. And for 2 hours, I just forgot about everything. You give me, you know, thank you so much, because you made me forget about everything. And so able to take people to a different place, a better place, at least for the time of the concert. Music just... it's like an evasion, and I think that's what we need. And I think that's why in hard times, I think lots of people can, even if they can't afford, I think there's a lot of things they will cut down on, but I think going, the arts, I think, is one of the things that you have to go, and will always be there, but I think that's one of the only thing left where you can really lift your spirit and forget about everything for the time of the concert and just enjoy the music and see what it does to you. It's so wonderful.